terms that you have for this generation that say you didn't have for your own children?
Yes.
Your first generation children?
The violence.
Mm-hmm.
They really need to implement more programs perhaps for the younger generations to be involved in, and maybe that would kind of keep them off the streets. You know, this younger generation is a territorial thing. So I would love to see, you know, the violence ceased.
Yeah. You weren't worried about your children growing up that they might become involved in violence.
No.
Okay.
They had a stern mother.
Okay. Did they play outside?
Yes, they did. Yeah, in the neighborhood, right around the areas of where we lived at, and except for when they branch off. Like I said, they were little entrepreneurs back then.
So, you know,
for the most part, that was their pastime.
My youngest son,
he participated in the church quite often.
Which church was that?
That sat on Walters. It's on the corner of Walters and Mathers.
Okay.
And so he would get up without me telling him and get dressed and go to church at 8, 9 years old.
Wow. So when your children were growing up, there were places, there were businesses that kind of looked after them, gave them, you know, position.
Yes.
You felt fairly safe with them moving
around the area.
Yes.
And of course, you know, once they started, you know, working at different little establishments, then they would bring on someone else. They just put the new In an eye store that's on Gilbert and Lincoln, and my son worked there. And of course, he would bring friends in and have them work there also. So he wasn't a selfish person. He was spread.
Wow. You also have a younger son who also was very friendly in the community with some of the police officers.
Yes, there was a couple that he didn't get along with, but there was also some that they knew him very well.
Okay.
So they would, as a matter of fact, I believe he started writing a book about, as a kid, he wrote a book about the neighborhood police.
Oh, really? Would you happen to have that still?
I have to search for, but I recall.
Oh, I would love to see that. So relationships with the police were very friendly.
They would walk the beat. Yes. And
do you remember any of the officers' names?
I just know of two that they called Batman and Robin.
Wow. So the police would look out for the kids.
Yes, and I believe back then Marquez may have been in the 7th grade, and at Woodward, Guy Gustafson was the police chief or assistant. And so he would, you know, use that name to the cops, because if they gave him a hard time, I'm going to call your supervisor. I'm going to call Guy Gustafson, and they would sign that. A 9-year-old would know. Well, at the time, he was probably about 13.
Yeah.
And so they were surprised that a 13-year-old knew who their boss was.
Oh,